She's a 62-year-old American Muslim Pakistani woman who was just shopping at Walmart, and unfortunately, there was another white female, heavyset individual who was following her around in the aisles, and without any interaction whatsoever, just walked up from behind her and tased her and ran off.
And the police have told the newspapers that they know that there were maybe two people, and they've seen some video of this. Is it possible that the victim knows who the attackers are?
It appears that the victim had did not know the attackers and did not know their identities. This is why we're hoping by getting some publicity on this, we can help find and apprehend the culprits. Because it was either an act of wanton, reckless, senseless violence, or it was a hate crime. And either way, you know, we need to apprehend whoever is committing such dangerous acts in the public sphere.
And one reason why it might be a possible hate crime is because the woman was dressed in garb known as a salwar. Can you tell our listeners what that looks like and what it represents?
Sure. I mean, the victim was dressed at the time of the attack in traditional Pakistani clothes known as a salwar kameez. It was a very beautiful, traditional, modest dress. And it's well recognized in the Pakistani and Indian background as traditional Pakistani dress. So we feel if it was a hate crime, it might have been that the individual was upset by seeing somebody expressing their cultural tradition in public.
And who is it that the police are looking for? What type of suspects?
A female, white, heavyset, blonde, I believe, between the ages of 30 and 49. And if it was indeed a hate crime, I think it's a very clear example that Islamophobic anti-Muslim rhetoric is not cost-free, that unfortunately sometimes it does incite people to commit these reckless acts of violence. And we really need to promote a society where we don't bash each other and promote hatred of each other, because it isn't cost-free, and sometimes it leads to violence, and that's really unacceptable and un-American.